Neighbors host fundraiser for boy burned in explosion, they went above and beyond for us. By Amy Furr on July 20, 2021. Community members in Waiteville, North Carolina, are showing support for a woman named Tabitha Ezell and her son Ryder, who was burned in an accidental explosion at the beginning of July. "I can't explain how thankful we are for our community," Ezell told WECT. "They have went above and beyond for us. The Columbus County Softball League, we've come together to decide to do a home run derby for Ryder Faircloth, the child that was burned in an accident a month ago," participant Justin Floyd noted. The 7-year-old was accidentally burned a few weeks ago when an aerosol can exploded during a trash fire. "It had been trash that had been sitting on the pile, you know, for a couple of months due to the burn ban," Ezell explained at the time. "Since the burn ban was lifted since it rained, we decided to burn all the old trash in our yard. The family was unaware there was an aerosol sunscreen can in the pile. Ryder was near the fire when it exploded," and Ezell said the child was engulfed in flames. "I looked over and my baby was covered in fire. It's something I'm never going to forget," she said. However, the little boy was recently released from the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center and was able to watch the fundraiser. "Zero. We're very supportive of each other," Floyd noted. "It's just something we could do as men to get everybody out here together and get a little bit of money to raise for the family." The home run derby included an entry fee, and someone donated money for each home run. "There are still some good hearts out there, good people left out here," William Faircloth, Ryder's uncle, stated. "It's an amazing feeling." Ezell shared some old photos of herself and her son Monday and said she is thankful and grateful God healed her child. "It's a blessing, it really is," Ezell said of the support they have received. "We've truly been blessed." The event raised $2,500 for the family.